For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it is our last break of the day. And Steve, you have some special closing remarks for us.
Yeah, I had a week off from television. And so after the radio show, I spent a lot of time by myself. And we were joking about this morning about what is it you think people don't know about you and how much I enjoy being alone. I love the solitude of being able to think my own thoughts and do like I want to do. And it was something I discovered. And it's just recently that I'm fully starting to master this thing that I've come to understand. And I'm going to share it with you because I wish I had got a grip on this earlier. You know, ever since I recently decided, and it was about 6 weeks ago to be exact, I was really, really going through something, man. I was really, really trying to figure something out. I was trying to maneuver my way through a section of life. And it was causing me to not sleep well. I was tossing and turning. I was going through it. And one day, I was asking God to help me with that, to put my mind at peace. So as I was reading my morning meditation and going through my YouTube channels of motivation, something enlightened me to the fact that anxiety is usually caused by something you have no control over, which is either your past or your future, because you can do nothing about neither one of those. And it was saying, if you want, I was reading my manual called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. I recommend this book to everybody that's a Christian. And I was going through this scripture, and it was saying that if you want to find peace in your life, if you want to have true peace of mind, take all your problems, your situations, your concerns, and turn them over to God. Now, that's not as simple as it sounds, but it really is as simple as it sounds. Because what made it difficult for me was because I've always been a hands-on person. I've always been what I thought was actively involved in shaping my future and making my plans. But in actuality, God has already planned my life. God already has a structure he wants, and a plan, a guideline, a blueprint that he wants me to follow. The problem was I kept interfering with the blueprint. I kept sitting down with the greatest architecture ever known to man and was actually telling him how to design something. Man, God don't need your help, Steve Harvey. He really doesn't. And over the past 6 weeks, I've found a measure of peace that I haven't had in my whole life. And I wish I understood this earlier. If you take your troubles, if you take your woes, if you take your concerns, if you take your hope and your aspirations and your dreams, and you tell them to God, but you hand it over to Him and ask God to order your steps, y'all, the peace that it provides for you mentally is unmeasurable. You can't imagine. The closer you get to God, the more peace you will find. I'm telling you, y'all, and I know this might sound hokey to some people, or I've heard that before, but no. Have you ever really tried it? Have you ever really tried really taking it to God and leaving it there? Because the more I've practiced that, the more peace I've found. Do you know, man, that God has plans for you? There's a scripture in Jeremiah that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I think that's Jeremiah 29:11. That scripture is so important because God really does mean to prosper you and cause you no harm, but you got to get out of the way. You know what destroys peace? Excessive planning. Because you know what? Have you ever planned something so much and then woke up the next day and it didn't go to plan? Man, do you know how many times you have planned your future and how many times it didn't go that way? Do you know that excessive planning is one of the great robbers of peace? Because now you are trying to do something that you have no control over, which is your future. Y'all, the moment I stopped doing that, the more peace I found in my life. Even when trials come up, it diminishes right in front of me because I'm not concerned about it, because whatever this trial is, I'm going to give it to God. And I mean truly give it to Him and stop worrying about it. And it has given me a measure of peace, man, that I've never known before. I wish I had understood this earlier. I'm giving it to you for you all to start that practice, to start taking it to God and giving it to Him. And I'm telling you, the peace is immeasurable that you will find. It is an amazing thing, man. Just a food for thought. I'll probably talk more on this subject, but that can help you in your life. It really, really can. Those are my closing remarks today. Have yourself a great day, okay? I'm telling you, man. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Pass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.